I've just eaten some of Rob's nuts, and you gave me, they were macadamia nuts, and really nice.
Yes.
Bloody dear.
Well, that's right. These things are like 58 bucks a kilo.
We had a macadamia nut tree back home in Queensland, and they just fall on the ground. We'd, you know, you just whack them and, you know, eat them.
My grandad had the same thing. He'd take the nuts in the shell, go underneath into granddad's vice, little bench vice, snap. Crunch.
And now, and because we don't have that nut tree anymore, because we live on the Central Coast, unless it had bloody big branches to extend from Bundy to here, and now pay 40, 50 bucks a kilo for macadamia nuts. But are nuts good to eat? Are they healthy? Adam McDougall, our health hacker from Podcast One, joins us this morning. G'day, Ad.
G'day, Adam.
G'day, boys. How are you? You're like a married couple, aren't you? You can't agree on anything.
Well, I choose not to agree. He's hard to agree with, Adam, let me tell you.
And, mate, are nuts a good substitute?
Yeah, look, nuts are really good for you. You know, just, you know, mental health's a big thing. Research is showing that, you know, a handful of nuts every single day decreases your chance of the adverse effects from your mood by up to 20%. So, you know, heart disease, weight loss, you name it. You know, nuts are a superfood, and they're a great healthy snack that most people, like you were alluding to before, should be able to afford, because macadamias aren't the only nuts that are great for you. Walnuts are a great option. Pistachio nuts are really a great option for people trying to lose weight, because they make you eat more mindful. As you just touched upon, you used to have to go and crack open the nuts back in the day with the vice. Yeah. These days, you know, you can grab a handful of nuts and before you know it, consumed a lot of calories. So pistachios are a great hack nut for somebody trying to be a bit more mindful and slow down their eating. But nuts are a superfood, boys.
Yeah, unless they're roasted and salted, right? Because I love a roasted salted macadamia.
So are they not good for you, the roasted salted ones?
Look, there's a lot of debate at the moment. Salt isn't the demon that everyone's making out. It obviously affects certain people with blood pressure and you know, other types of illnesses they have to be careful. But for the majority of people, in actual fact, most people are probably not getting you know, enough salt in their diet in some ways if they're not eating a processed diet. So as long as you're eating a good diet, you shouldn't be too concerned about, you know, a little bit of salt on your nuts. It's the last thing you need to worry about.
That's great.
And, you know, the reality is that, you know, whilst roasted nuts aren't as healthy as unroasted, as long as you're going to eat the nuts, I don't care, to be honest with you. So it's not a game breaker or a game changer. And look, you know, there's some debate around different oils, which we can get into one day, that oils are actually now proclaimed to be more dangerous for our waistlines than actual sugar. So the old circle of, you know, dietary trends are coming back around now, and everyone's demonising fats again. So they're saying that these vegetable oils that we eat, canola oils, vegetable oils, margarines, are much worse for us than eating sugar, so for your waistline.
Wow.
So, stay tuned, guys.
Now, talking about sugar, nuts...
Because my waistline, when I'm on the rowing machine at the moment, right, and I go out and I try to get in there, my gut's getting in the way, and I want to get rid of it quickly.
So is his ego.
Is cutting sugar the answer to removing weight quickly?
Yeah, well, look, you know, research has shown now that there's a thing called insulin resistance, which you'd be too familiar with, and a lot of people with type 2 diabetes have this. And people with type 1 diabetes, obviously, you know, don't produce insulin. So the reality is that people that are trying to lose weight, if they can control what they call their insulin levels, which is their blood sugar levels, you're going to be a lot more successful at losing weight. Now, the reason this is for a number of things, you think about your car, you know, and your body's exactly like a car. At the end of the day, if you've got more petrol in the car than you have burned off, you're going to store that energy somewhere. And unfortunately for us guys, it's in our guts. Now, when we eat these highly processed carbohydrate foods, it's like pulling up at the petrol station and filling up your petrol tank, never being able to burn off them calories. So that's why these diets, like ketogenic diets, high fat diets, are really popular, because a lot of people lose water weight quickly, and they do seem to get a fast result on weight loss, but they're not as sustainable. So my tip is to be careful of the carbohydrates that you do eat, as long as you're not eating high sugar foods. You know, carbohydrates still are important, because they're very much, you know, around us every single day. So avoiding sugar is a great thing for anybody out there.
If you want more of Adam McDougall, go to Podcast One, Health Hacker. Just Google that and you'll find him. Ad, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Mate,
it's always a pleasure, buddy.
I can't wait to get you back.
Always a pleasure, boys. And as I said, keep chewing on them nuts as long as you can afford them. Like you said, macadamians, my eyes cry and water every time I walk into Coles and Woolies and they want 50 bucks.
That's why you just eat them there and then. No one knows. Okay.
2 hours in the fruit and veg section for Paddy Gerard.
All right, Ed.
No worries, boys.
See you, mate. See you, Adam McDougall.